The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Grab another cup of coffee and join The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Texter on the Big Rock text line says OSHA was created for safety and cost employees nothing. This in reference to our discussion about unions. I'm just not a pro-union person. I've never worked where I was part of a union. But I just think that quite often, and in this is all a discussion because, of course, of the 12 railroad unions who are trying to negotiate a new contract for their employees, their employee members, that could potentially cost the entire nation. Joe Biden asked Congress to intercede. And for unions to, I just think unions, the people who benefit the most from unions are the top union executives, not the average worker. And as the texter pointed out, we have so many federal regulations and safety groups, OSHA and their state groups who are there to protect worker safety, that unions just don't do that anymore. That when they were founded years ago, yes. But Larry from Hendersonville, who has been in a union for, it sounds like, most of his working life, thinks that they benefited him. Jeff and Easley says the union defends bad employees too. True statement. You get, Larry sounded like a great guy, shows up to work every day, but you also have union employees who don't show up to work every day and aren't great employees, and they're protected by the union as well. Your comments are welcome on the Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405 for all your natural stone and hardscape needs. Visit GoBigRock.com. Hey, let me take a minute to talk with you about QC Kinetics. Are you sick and tired of living with that constant pain in your knees and back? Joint pain doesn't just keep you from doing what you love. It affects your job. It can affect your relationships, even simple things like getting up and getting dressed every day. Don't you think it's time to call QC Kinetics? QC Kinetics uses advanced regenerative medicine to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. It just gives you your life back. Hips, shoulders, elbows, they can all be treated with natural biologics from your own body. These are powerful healing agents, highly concentrated. If you're tired of steroid shots that just don't work, or if you're trying to avoid surgery, call QC Kinetics to schedule your free consultation. Learn about these exciting new cutting-edge treatments for pain caused by arthritis or injury. There are no drugs, no pain meds, no downtime. It's an all-natural treatment that can get you lasting relief. People here are raving about the results. Appointments are available for this coming week. QC Kinetics, call 864-448-3772. They have locations in Greenville and in Asheville, 864-448-3772. What a great and generous and kind gesture from the New England Patriots. You know, this very sad story from the University of Virginia with those three young men shot and killed, Lavelle Davis, Devin Chandler, Deshaun Perry. They were shot on November the 13th after a field trip to see a play in Washington. A fourth player, Mike Hollins, was seriously wounded during the shooting. He has been released from the hospital. Well, the entire team wanted to be able to say their their final goodbyes to their teammates. They wanted to attend their funeral services. A spokesperson for the New England Patriots confirmed that owner Robert Kraft had paid for the flights of the UVA football team after a team plane was spotted at the Charlottesville airport on Friday. According to an ESPN report, the entire UVA football team planned to attend the three funerals, which included a funeral service for Perry in Miami on Saturday, a service for Chandler in Virginia Beach on Sunday, and for Davis sometime today here in South Carolina. Early last week, the university announced that it had canceled the final game of the season scheduled for this past Saturday against Virginia Tech in order for these young men to be able to attend these services. So basically, Robert Kraft sent the New England Patriots, the team's plane, to take these young men to these services so they'd be able to afford the travel to say goodbye to their teammates. 877-235-9405. A lot of text messages coming in. I'll try to get in as many of them as I can. And Tommy, we got winners for our tickets too, right?
Oh, yes, we do. We got, let me grab my papers again. We got Jeff, Josh, and Nick. Jeff's going to go see Celtic Angels. And Josh is checking out the Annie Moses Band. Nick, I understand, has been listening to Steel Woods for a while, and so he's excited to get those tickets.
Yep. All right. So, and we'll have some more tomorrow on Walhalla Holla Wednesday. Texter says, this is the JR in Opossum Kingdom. We have a lot of JRs. JR in Greenville, JR in Westminster.
I just keep marking JR the map.
Opossum Kingdom.
Yeah. It's my union regulated map.
Wonder how JR's breakfast was this morning after he went through the drive-thru while he was talking to us. We need to pull that back up. We need that audio sometimes. I'm going to have a coffee and a steak biscuit.
And his iced tea. Don't forget that iced tea.
Iced tea, yeah. Supersize it. JR in Opossum Kingdom writes, I worked for Local 421 at Johnson Controls here in Upstate for 10 years. OSHA is Trump's union safety. HR, Trump's union firing and hiring abilities. A good company has in certain criteria put into place on eligibility of firing and hiring. No benefit with a union, nothing but a middleman. And you know, I've heard that a lot from people who have worked for companies, who have unions. Look, you know, I just think it's a joke that these, local baristas at Starbucks, these young kids are unionizing. It's not going to help them. I got a couple of messages saying that you had just gotten sort of the end of the story on the bald man working for the Biden administration. All right, this is the story. You may remember all the fanfare from the national news networks when Sam Brenton was hired to be the deputy assistant secretary for spent fuel and waste disposition at the Department of Energy. Now, the reason that Sam Brenton created such a stir is he dresses like a woman. He's a cross dresser. He has a shaved head. He's always wearing tight fitting, bright colored dresses and always has nice high heels to match. I mean, the guy looks like a clown. He really does. He looks like a clown. Well, guess what? Those networks who spent so much time reporting on how the Biden administration was, celebrating diversity by hiring him. Well, the same networks haven't reported at all on the fact that he's taking a leave of absence. Why, you may ask? He was caught stealing women's luggage at an airport shop. And you haven't heard a word about this, have you? He was caught stealing a $2,300 Vera Bradley suitcase at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport back in September. I guess he's consistent. He's stealing a piece of woman's luggage.
And quality.
Quality, too.
Give him credit. Got
good taste. Newsbusters.org wrote, instead of reporting that the official in charge of making sure our nation's nuclear waste is disposed of properly, mainstream media reported on Jay Leno returning, leaving the burn center, the Biden White House Christmas decorations, and local weather reports. Didn't mention the fact that this guy had taken a leave of absence because he was arrested for stealing women's luggage. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in. Mike Gallagher will join us here in just a few minutes to give us a preview of the Mike Gallagher Show on The Morning Answer.
It's The Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
Are you tired of buying appliances from inexperienced sales staff with no appliance knowledge? With so many different options, brands, features, it's tough figuring out which one's right for you. And based on the idea that you're going to use these for quite some time, or hopefully you will, you can't afford to buy the wrong one, right? Well, that's why I recommend shopping at Discounted Appliance Warehouse. They have an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, a nearly perfect review rating on Google. The team at Discounted Appliance Warehouse, they have the knowledge that you need to have the confidence that you purchased the right appliance just for you and your family. They'll show you around the warehouse, over 11,000 square feet, slam-packed with new appliances, and they'll help you find the ideal solution. They have expert installation, award-winning service, and extended warranties. They have you covered well beyond the sale. And at Discounted Appliance Warehouse, they're proud to offer Speed Queen, the only washer and dryers with up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor. Check out their new Overstock Appliance Center in the Market at the Mill in downtown Pickens as well for some great clearance pricing. Discounted Appliance Warehouse, they're who I choose. Anytime I need appliances, I make the call to Discounted Appliance Warehouse. They're worth the drive, the short drive to Pickens, and find them online at dawpickens.com. DAWPickens.com. It's 848.
Sean Hannity explains the damage from the left.
If you're happy with a 41-year high of inflation, if you're happy with record high gas prices, if you are happy with wide open borders, if you're happy with defund, dismantle, no bail laws, then vote Democrat, because this is what you're going to get more of. The damage they are doing to the country is real.
Get the right answer from Sean Hannity. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 94.5, The Answer.
Joey Hudson here. You've all heard me talking about my journey with PhD weight loss and nutrition. I lost 30 pounds and I haven't gained a pound back in 2 years. I get asked every day, how does it work? So I brought in the founder, Dr. Ashley Lucas, to explain.
There are so many misconceptions about nutrition out there. You know, depending on what you read, everything is fattening and unhealthy. So one of our primary goals is to take all those misconceptions and wrap nutrition together in a simple and easy approach so that you actually know what and when you should be eating and make the task no longer daunting or overwhelming.
That's what I love about this program. It's so simple. When I started, of course, I used mostly your food, but I learned how to eat and when to eat for my crazy schedule. If you're ready to finally be healthy for life, don't wait. Start today. By Christmas, you'll be down a whole pant size or two and well on your way to being healthy. Call today at 864-252-4925 or check them out at myphdweightloss.com. Do it today.
Hi, I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and I've got a great gift idea that requires zero shopping, the gift of college savings. Future Scholar South Carolina's 529 College Savings Plan makes it easy. Grandparents, friends, and family can all contribute to a Future Scholar account and know that they're providing a gift that will last a lifetime. If you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, look no further. Learn more about the smart, easy way to save and give this holiday season at FutureScholar.com.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on healthcare costs is frustrating. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare 65+. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills And it really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. Well, MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access from the comfort of your home. Very worth looking into during Medicare open enrollment, which ends December 7th. If you join right now, your second month share will be free. So don't miss this chance. Call 855-PSALM-32. That's 855-PSALM-32. 855-PSALM-32.
It's the nicest way to start your day. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson at 94.5 The Answer.
8:53, a quick reminder to join us Saturday as we'll be out at CNC Indoor Range for the holiday sale event. This year's is certainly one that you don't want to miss. It's just one day only this year, Saturday, December the 3rd. That's this Saturday. That means you're going to be able to save big on ammo, stock up on 9mm. Bulk pricing is back for this one day only, a 1,000-round box of 9mm for just $285. A lot of other great deals you're going to save on everything you purchase. I'll be out there until around 1 o'clock or so. Come out and watch us as we have our Hit Me with Your Best Shot shooting competition with our sister station, Earth FM. Of course, the Morning Answers team, we're the defending champions, and I intend to beat Craig D. Bolt's Earthlings again this year as well. So come out. You can check it out at ccindoorrange.com, ccindoorrange.com. Mike Gallagher, join us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. You guys are like the USA soccer team compared to the Earthlings. The Earth folks are like Iran.
Yes.
You're USA. You're Team USA, and Craig D. Bolt is Iran. He's a mullah. He's one of the mullahs from Iran. So take that mullah down, okay? We got it. 94.5, the answer's got to be victorious again. Did you see the answer from the Team USA soccer captain to the Iranian reporter who browbeat this kid into saying, why do you play for a team in a country that supports racism? Really, Iran? You guys are going to lecture anybody else about human rights?
Yeah. Yeah.
What an exchange that was. I mean, this young man happens to be black, and he schooled this reporter, and the reporter said, and by the way, you are incorrectly pronouncing our country. It's not Iran. It's Iran. And how can you play? Listen, I'm not a big soccer fan. I admit it. I frankly rather watch paint dry, but I'm a big soccer fan now because I'm pulling for these guys. They got to beat Iran today or Iran. Let's go Team USA, beat Iran.
And what about China? Boy, things are getting getting out of hand in China. These young kids, they're standing up over there,
Joey. But I'm telling you, there's something to this. I'm so riveted by progressives in America, by leftists, by the left, and their peculiar response to this. And Tucker Carlson nailed it last night. He had a great, in his monologue, he pointed out, because Biden's White House, very tepid response, well, we support the right to peacefully protest. I mean, why aren't they coming out in full-throated support of the protesters in China? Well, it's because the left likes the lockdowns. They like government telling you what to do. This is how they function. And so they're really confused. This is like the left right now. It's like you're blowing one of those dog whistles at Jesse or Simon, you know, and they're cocking their head a little bit. The left doesn't know how to handle these protests in China. Look what Apple is doing. Now, I'm an iPhone guy, maybe not for much longer. You see, Apple is shutting down the AirDrop feature so that these servants of China, they're not allowed to communicate with each other to help coordinate the protests. Apple is, let me get this straight.
No, I missed that. So they're going to disable the AirDrop on phones in China? Is that?
They are manipulating the iPhones in China to make it harder for the protesters to organize. Now let that sink in. A USA-based technology company is siding with Xi and the evil Chinese regime. I mean, it's unreal, Joe.
Did you happen to see too some of the images and videos that are being posted to social media sites over there that the Chinese government are substituting the images with images of porn and video?
Yep. They're covering they're trying to block information by putting pornography over it. It's just the world is sort of upside down, but we gotta stand up for, and what's happening in China should be an inspiration to the world. These people are brave.
Yep.
Think about what it takes to stand up to these brutal regimes and a regime like China. And shame on Apple, shame on the NBA, shame on Americans who are on the wrong side of this one. Thankfully, a lot of us are on the right side of this, and that gives me hope.
Yep. Mike Gallagher, have a great show. I know you'll be all over at 9 until noon. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you, Joey. Happy Tuesday.
Sure thing. A Giving Tuesday at that.
You bet. Hey, the Angel Tree campaign underway at MikeOnline.com. Let's help these kids out.
There you go. Mike Gallagher, keep it here on 94.5 The Answer. Thank you for being with us on Giving Tuesday as well. Tommy and I back again tomorrow. It's Walhalla Holla Wednesday. Until then, remember, folks, God's in control.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.